Monday, June 8th, was a light day. I had breakfast with Lyndon before he left for a commencement address at Swarthmore. What a spate of commencement addresses there are. Then I worked on the mail. And then, a little past one, Kay Graham came for me, and we went down to the park right off of Constitution Avenue to open the art fair, which is being sponsored by the Washington Post. That is why Kay's interest. There were 2,000 artworks done by everybody from grade school children to grandmothers and a good many professionals, framed by the trees, the grass, and threatening storm clouds. It looked like any minute there would be a cloudburst. A large cluster of helium-filled balloons were dancing madly in an effort to get loose from their moorings, while Kay made a really excellent little speech, shaking all the while. Surprising that a woman of her poise and accomplishments should be really frightened, but somehow or another it made me feel better. And then I said just a few words about how these works of art would provide many moments of joy for the nation's capital, to everybody from knowledgeable art critics to the public who strolled by. And then I snipped the ribbon that tied the balloons, and away they went up into the trees. Back at the White House, I worked with Ashton. And then for a long, long time on the Radcliffe speech with Liz. Never has a speech gotten more effort, been more chopped up, edited, done over, run past more people for their judgment. And then, delightfully enough, I sat down for dinner with my husband, Linda, and her two house guests, a young married couple, Gary and Margaret Walk. It's not often that we get the girls to the table with us, complete with blessing, conversation, and no hurry. How well Kay Graham is taking over after the tragic death of Phil. I think she's pushed herself into being a really live part of a business empire, not just a name-only deal, and in doing so is having a more interesting life. She is an appealing woman, but unfortunately, when you know and like somebody, it makes it all the more painful when that paper takes you apart unfairly, or so you think.